Curious.
Thank you so much for tuning on to Radio 702. This is the Karima Brown Show. My name is Clement Manyatela, standing in for Karima Brown. So South Africans are experiencing power cuts, and Eskom is asking for a 100 billion rand state bailout. Some people are against this. They argue that by taking 100 billion rand of Eskom's nearly 400 billion debt would add 2% to government's debt to GDP ratio. But an organization that supports a bailout for Eskom is the organization Undoing Tax Abuse. And Wayne Duvenage, the chief executive officer at OUTA, joins us now on the line. Good evening, Mr. Duvenage. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good evening. Nice to be with you. And I think that opening comment was taken a bit out of context. It was an opinion piece I wrote which suggests that this might be the only way of swallowing the bitter pill to save Eskom and to provide a solution to the problem that we have. But for 1 minute, do we not advocate the fact that we should be bailing out state-owned institutions in this willy-nilly manner, that they continue to ask for money from Treasury, because it just cannot continue in this manner.
Yeah, and just explain that to us then. Yeah, just explain that to us on why you believe that this is something that must be done to actually save the state-owned enterprise.
Well, Eskom is in a complete mess. It's been left that way, or it's been inherited by the new leadership as a result of shockingly poor leadership in the past, leadership that was captured and had no regard for the realities of running a state-owned institution of this size efficiently and for the future of this country. And so what you had was unlimited borrowing to the tune of now nearly 400 billion rand at the time when they got tariff increases through the multi-year price determination applications that they did. Since 2007, we've seen the electricity price go up by over 400%. So they got the money for the new build plants, and they borrowed. And this was just—it's absurd when you look back and watch the trends of what has happened at Eskom. And on top of that, they increased their headcount by 50%, with no output power increase or increase in their power output. So against that backdrop, we have an institution, an organization that is in complete disarray and in such a mess that if we don't do something very different, it will never get out of this hole. So in last week, Pravin Gordhan made a comment that they might have to ask governments to transfer a quarter of that debt, roughly about 100 billion rand, to become debt picked up by the taxpayer. Now, we don't want that. Nobody wants that. But we also don't want Eskom, on whom this country relies, to fail.
So where do we create that balance, Mr. Duvenage? Where do we create that balance? Because, I mean, you agree that we can't keep on bailing this state-owned enterprise, especially when they can't seem to get the maintenance of its infrastructure right. I mean, every time we face power cuts, we are told about how it's a result of poor maintenance from its power stations. And I suppose the question is, how long are they going to use this excuse while going with a begging bowl to government to say, give us money so that we can be able to borrow?
Well, we shouldn't allow it. So again, don't get me wrong. I'm not for 1 minute saying we should just lie down and say, yes, give them all they need. Now, this is not a normal state-owned institution or organization like SAA, for instance. If SAA wasn't here tomorrow, we would still have flights to Cape Town, Durban, and overseas. Okay, so there's a competitive environment out there that will take up the routes and the slots that are vacated if an SAA goes, or at Denel for that matter. We do not need a manufacturer of armaments that can be handled by the private sector. But in the case of Eskom, until the independent power producers are at a level that negates the electricity security problems and challenges that we would have, Eskom has to be kept alive. So that's the one thing we've got to understand. Now, under the past leadership, it is absolutely makes society irate when the past executives of Eskom were continuing down the road of giving out coal contracts, to his connected cronies, managing this organization in the most inefficient manner and coming for a bailout. Mm. What we have to start accepting now is you have a new leadership that is doing everything they can to turn this organization around and to stop the rot. So if they can display that, and part of the piece that I wrote was around the lines of, we need absolute transparency. We need to see the business plan, the short-term, medium, and long-term turnaround strategy. And when they gain our trust, so we can start to realize that the route we have to go is to keep Eskom alive. Because if we don't, we all die.
Do you think that's sufficient, or do you think that there's a clear plan that the Eskom management has put out to get out of its financial woes? And I'm also receiving an SMS here from Andries from Katlehong, who's saying that, Clement, you bail out Eskom, that money goes to their pockets, bonuses. And we know how the executive in the past used to fatten their pockets, at management level. And you spoke about new management that has come in, but are they giving us a clearer plan, Mr. Duvenage, on how they will come out of this financial woes?
It's not clear enough, Clement. That's why I say, if we are to entertain any discussions of bailouts of this nature, we have to understand the business plan. We need to have clarity on exactly what they're doing, and they mustn't fog society off and think that we don't understand or don't need to know how they're going to reduce their primary energy costs, how they're going to improve their productivity, get their maintenance schedules right. There are a lot of experts that are watching this every day, but we need more information. And you're quite right, and your listener's quite right with that note. We will not allow, under these circumstances, we cannot tolerate bailouts at the same time profits and big bonuses and benefits for executives. So we need the executive trimmed. We need the benefits that they got in the past to be removed, and we need benefits and bonuses only on the basis that they can get productivity levels back to where they were, get the savings back to where they are, and get us out of the mess that we're currently in.
And maybe also
a totally different way.
And maybe also get the companies that played a part in where we are being held to account. Because on Friday, the Mail and Guardian was reporting that money that was meant for maintenance at power stations was diverted to Gupta-linked projects. And just yesterday, I saw the City Press also reporting about shoddy workmanship at power stations like Kusile, and how this has contributed to the load shedding that we're experiencing today. So there are companies out there that must also be held to account, that must also pay back the money that they received irregularly.
Exactly. So when we hear Eskom's leadership talking along those lines and saying that they will go after the Hitachis of the world, they will go after the people who created the mess to try and recover as much of that money, to start applying fines for the cost overruns that are happening at Medupi, Kusile, and at Ngula, by the way, which went from a 9 billion to a 30 billion plus project where people have become enriched. When that leadership starts talking along the lines that they are, that they're going to do all of this stuff, that's when you start getting behind the salvaging operations, the refinancing, the requests to fix the financial woes and problems and predicaments that Eskom is in. And we need to do this constructively as civil society, hand in hand with government, so that we can find the solution. Because what you don't want is the other side of that coin, where Eskom cannot get out of its hole when it spends less on maintenance, again, because it's paying 40 to 50 billion rand a year just on the interest on that debt. That's a quarter of its income. We have bigger problems here. So the piece I wrote was an opinion based on the fact that this is a serious problem. How do we get out of this hole and try and find the solutions together, but on the back of absolute transparency and clarity around the salvage and the recovery plan that Eskom might have with its leadership, holding everybody to account. And I can tell you, this is not just a simple, easy journey that this institution is on and this country is on. This is complex, and we need to understand it, and we need to find the solutions instead of just sitting back and saying that we won't accept any bailouts, because we agree with that statement in general. But a blanket statement like that doesn't solve the problems.
All right, Wayne Duvenage, thank you so much for your time. He's the Chief Executive Officer at Outer. Please tell me what you think around what's happening at Eskom. Do you think what they're doing is sufficient? Yes, when President Cyril Ramaphosa took office, you know, he addressed issues of leadership. Public Enterprises Minister Pravin Gordhan came out the other day and said senior managers won't go on leave. But is the power utility doing enough to rebuild itself so that we're not at the same crossroads again next year?